In this series of video about Synthesis 101 on making your own sounds using, in this case, Moomoo Modular Synthesizer, remember that Moomoo Modular Synthesizer exists on iPad and Mac, so you can follow with these, but you can also use any type of synthesizer because the notion I'm going to talk about can be used and applied on any synthesizer, so you can just follow along and apply these notions to your own synthesizer. So today's video is going to be about the LFOs, how to use the low frequency oscillator to control the different modules and what to do with them. So this one I'm going to add an LFO. So when you add an LFO is the other part of the sound that will move. So LFO will change in a cyclic manner. LFO is an oscillator, so it goes into the shape we just talked about, like a sawtooth or in a triangular shape. And you go into module and you type LFO. You'll see that there's alpha sin, so a sine wave LFO. You can still change the shape, the speed, and the octave. So basically, it's like the sine VCO, because a VCO is an LFO if you slow it down enough. It's a low frequency oscillator. So it's an oscillator, but that is very low in speed. So this one looks exactly like the VCO we just talked about before. You have the LFO, which is kind of a simple one, with a reset, with a scale, with an offset. So this one also is really interesting to control. You can control the speed of it. The synth LFO has a feedback. So this is the synth VCO as a LFO. So again, it has all the control to make it weird and funky. But let's start with a simple LFO. And just to make it clear, I'm going to use the wavetable because this one can do also, can be an LFO here. So this one I'm going to put, you see there's audio, there's LFO, and there's slow. I'm going to put it to LFO mode. So now the same shape is slow down to be an LFO shape. I'm going to take the output and I'm going to send it to, let's say, the filter. Now I have a problem. If I send it to the filter, not the input, this one here, I cannot send two at the same place. So I'll need to do the same thing as the alpha mixer here. I'm going to have to add a mixer because if right now the modulation of the filter is controlled by the envelope, the ADSR that is here. So I'm going to bring that down to nothing. So here the movement of the decay. It goes up and then it glides down. Okay. Now, if I want this to be controlled by the wavetable, the LFO that is here, I'm going to have to disconnect here and connect this instead. So now I cannot control the two of them. I cannot open it up and have this, but it's good enough to hear and understand what's happening. So now the movement that we hear, let's bring it down to zero, we hear the full movement, is the shape that we see here and the speed that we have here. I can slow it down. That's the speed at which the wavetable shape LFO here controls that cutoff point. It basically just take this, it opens up and closes, it opens up to the speed that is here and the shape that we see. So if we change the shape, so that's a cool one because it becomes like a, it becomes like you're playing the note. And all you're doing is kind of an arpeggiator, but you're just having an LFO opening up the filter. And if that is in sync with the song, you see that there's a sync here, it's something else, but we could use this to be at that sync to the tempo of the song. And you have an automatic kind of arpeggiator, and then you, as you play, it's just cool sounding. If you want it to be slower, change the shape again. So you have this two steps now. on, off. Want to be slower. You see? So the square wave is on, off. So this is how you control the filter. Now, there's a lot of things you can do here, but again, what I like to do, and I'll show you one of my tip, is that I'm going to go back into modules. I'm going to add a small mixer here, alpha mixer, bring it here. And what I'll do is I'll take the ADSR envelope here into the one. I'm going to take the LFO here into the two. So the one is going to be there. Take the output of this into here. So then I can say I want to have a lot of movement, or just a little bit of movement. I just want to have that movement coming from the attack. I want to have the sustain a little bit louder, and then I want to have some LFO to it. And I'm going to change that shape to this one here. More movement here. So what I do often in synthesizers, and I'm going to take a very slow... Not too deep. Let's say a little bit of movement like that. In the first 30%. So I can play a note, and if I keep it, it's always changing, because gradually this one is going over its long speed, slow speed, and it's opening up. I'm only playing one key. It's always changing, but it still has a movement of an envelope and filter. Let's do a recap. In a synthesizer like this, and a classic structure of a subtractive synthesis, you have an oscillator, actually more than one. You have a filter, sometimes more than one. So the oscillator is the one that controls the pitch. As you play it, it goes high and low on the keys, so you change this pitch. It also has the source of the timbre. It can be changed itself, so you can change the sound of it. But also when you go into the filter can change it. And the filter has many controls to shape and sculpt the sound the way you want. Then you have the amplifier for the output. To control each of these parts, you use envelope. Most of the time you have an ADSR envelope on the filter and the amplifier that makes it mostly do what you want. You can have an ADSR or an envelope on the pitch, something we see often also, but not in every synthesizer. Then you can have LFOs that can change in real time a lot of the sounds to make them into something alive and moving and not always static. And everything in the synthesizer can be patched in and play with. That's the basic structure of a subtractive synthesizer. I think that's enough for today. Play with that. Have fun. Next video, what I'll do is we'll take these notions and we'll add sequencers to it and other controls. And we'll look into making specific sounds. A pad, a piano, a bass, a kick drum, a snare, a hi-hat. To have kind of a small sequence playing from a drum machine. That's it for today. I hope this is useful. Any question, put them below. It could trigger more videos to answer your question. I hope this is actually helping you kind of really quickly grasp how a synthesizer works. And if you have specific question or a specific example I could save and you would have access to, I'll make them available using Moomoo Modular Synthesizer from Studio 6 Plus 1. Stay safe, make more music, and see you soon. Cheers.